let's look at Luke 16. Holy Spirit, let us see this. This is so cool. As I was asking the Lord, because I was already preaching at Sandy Bottom Mall, about this extra house, and that we just proved this morning, okay, see if I prove the case to you, and most of us knew this anyway, that the Holy Spirit, because of the price that Christ paid, he wants to come and build a house in us. He wants to build a house in us. And that house in us is going to make a place for him where we can enter into his rest. He comes and builds in us, but the conclusion of it is that we enter into him. Okay, we end up moving into a place in him. Oh, think about that in the demonic. Let the devil build a house in you and eventually get possessed by him and move into him. Mm. So now I want to show you that Satan wants to build in you. And I asked the Lord to show me, where is this at? Show this to me. And I wanted to get to the stronghold of this other building that's going on. First of all, we've already talked about this morning. We've talked about it a lot in this ministry. Satan's a counterfeiter. He's a slanderer. He's a liar. He can't create anything. He can only... See, I want you to really get a hold of how desperate Satan is. He lost his Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then Lucifer. He lost the highest position ever given a created being. The Holy Spirit is not a created being. I mean, not the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have always been. Okay? Out of all created beings, and we're created beings, so we're made in the image of God, we're still created beings. Out of all created beings, at one point in history, Lucifer had the highest position. I mean, because I mean, we need to see how real this is. When he moved into pride because of this position, he forgot, he quit acknowledging that it was because of God. He began to listen to his own lies about how important he was. He began to see that he could do this thing better than God. He began to get haughty. He began to get all these attributes that he tries to put in our lives. And in that place, now folks, he was good at it. He was able to convince one third of the angelic host that he would be better at being God than God was. It is unbelievable. But it's something real. There was a real rebellion that took place in heaven. So Satan had to have a lot going for him to convince those angels. Now get a hold of what we're up against. Just to be honest here, not to come into condemnation for the lies you bought. Get a hold of how real the power that Satan is. Because the gifts that Lord doesn't take from you, you just turn them over to counterfeit. You never lose them. Satan has the same gifting, the same talents, the same abilities he had when he was the number one dude outside of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He's just lost God's anointing on them. But there's demonic anointing on them. There's a glory. You can never leave glory. You go from glory to glory. That's the realm. And I found a scripture to prove this, but I don't know if I'll bring it up today. But you go from glory to glory. Satan, when he fell, had the glory in a major way, but it became totally dark, totally counterfeit, totally perverted. And he wants to bring people into his darkness, where Christ wants to bring us into his glorious light. Everything that Satan has to make up his kingdom is a perversion of the real. Get a hold of that. So darkness, where does this come from? This is good. Darkness is what happened when Satan, who walked in so much light, rebelled against God, got into pride, and where he was thrown out of was God's realm of glory. He was thrown out of glory. He lost being in the presence in the realm of glory. Darkness, what darkness is being absent from the true glory of God. He can't be anything but hate because he no longer has any connection to love. You don't understand. You've got to understand how horrible wicked he is. That's why I can't stand his music. Even if it's subtly his music, it's still got darkness on it. Think of how it works in the kingdom of God. You go from glory to glory. It's the same in the counterfeit. Satan can't make up anything. You go from this level of darkness to this level of darkness to this level of darkness. Actually, down, 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 till it's a deep darkness that completely steals your mind, completely steals your soul. His desire, oh, that little marijuana thing might make you feel okay for a few minutes. But it's just a level of darkness that comes after cigarette smoking. And you're just going down more. And of course, you're got enough self-control. You would never do something heavier. But then you begin to believe your own lies. And you think, well, I could probably do this drug just one time. Everybody's doing it. What's it? One time. I've never done it. And then boom. And next thing you know, he has his claws in you. And Satan is owning you. And he's destroying you. And he is building his house in you, a place for him to dwell. I'm going to tell you something. If you're coming out of a lot of garbage, don't get hot at God if it doesn't go right away. It took years for Satan to make you so messed up. So you're going to walk out your salvation with fear and trembling. You're not going to get an overnight, instant, full of the Holy Spirit, all your problems gone, moving into things of God. You would be just like Satan if you got it and you think it was you and you'd fall into a worse place. God has a purpose in taking us from glory to glory. He has a purpose in working these things out in us. And that purpose is for our benefit. It's for our good. It's so when we get to heaven and we're in that extreme amount of glory, something that'll make it, we're going to laugh at everything we call glory down here. We're going to say, oh, God, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord, I can't even look. I can't even get up. How long have you been plastered on the floor? Oh, about 4,000 years, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. He's working. I got a peek at the river of life a little bit ago. And I mean, God's not in a hurry. He has forever. And our cloud of witnesses, it's probably Sitcom USA. Come here. Let's go to one of their services. They're calling that. They think that's. Folks, after all these years, those angels, when they yell, cry glory, those elders are still falling out in Revelations. Hallelujah. You know, oh, glory to God. Yay, we want the real. So let's recognize why he calls us children. I'm his child. But I want to glorify him with this thing called life. I want to get to know him. I always tell, here's my prayer. It might end up killing me one day, but it's my prayer. Lord, great power of that. Blessed Jew, but that's okay. It might. I want to know him as much as anyone has ever known him. Not in a glorified body. Oh, but that could mean a lot. So don't worry if things happen to you. So he says here, get a hold of this parable. He said to his disciples, there was a rich man. Now I'm going to tell you what the Lord showed me so we can see. There was a rich man. Yours says master, right? There was a master. I like that better. Some says, does anyone say master? Does it say master? I think in the Greek it was master. Okay, he calls a man. Man's son was rich. Who was had a manager. Okay. There was a rich man. The rich man is God. From now on, when we look at this parable, God's the rich man, okay? There was a rich man, God. He had a steward. Say what steward means. Did Laurie take off? What did the steward, when you looked up steward, what did it mean? The ranger of the house. There was one that God had given the job of arranging the house. Taking care of things in heaven. Putting things in order. Very important job. Who is that? That's Satan. The steward in this parable is Satan. So the father, the master of all things, the true builder, says to the steward, devil, you're denounced because you've been wasteful with my property. He called for the man and said, so he says, devil, come here. What is this I hear about you? Draw me up an account of your stewardship. See, what did God say? Wait a minute, I put you in charge of my angels. And you're telling them that you could do this better than me. I put you in charge of the house in this heaven, of organizing things, of arranging things, of running things up here. I put you in charge of this. And I hear that 1/3 of those that were created to serve me are beginning to call you Lord. I want an account. I want to know what's really going on here. I want to hear it from you. He says, because you are not to be my steward any longer. Satan, it's over for you. Or Lucifer. Lucifer, it's over for you. I'm no longer going to tolerate that you're messing with my property. I'm no going to longer tolerate that you're taking advantage of the position I've given you to be the steward of those things in heaven, those things that I've created, those things that belong to me. Then the steward said to himself, the devil said, ooh, now that my master, Satan knows who the master is taking the stewardship or my position from me, what am I to do, dig? Am I going to just go and begin to dig and to work and to try to, what's going to happen to me? Am I not, he said, I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough to live based on my strength and on working. He said, am I to go begging? I should be too ashamed. Ah, I know what I will do to make sure that when I am dismissed from office, there will be some to welcome me into their homes. Is that awesome? Oh, well, wait a minute. There's going to be somebody. I'll set this thing up so I will have a place to dwell when I can't dwell in heaven anymore. I'll set this up so that I can still have a pretty good job. Then he called his master's debtors. Who is that? Us. He called him one by one. Satan is still doing this. Person by person. He's trying to see if he can come in your vessel, in your home, and build there. To the first he said, how much do you owe my master? 100 measures of oil. I said, what's that? 100% of life. Oil is the anointing. Oil is the very breath of life. I owe everything. I owe every breath to the master. He said, the steward said, the devil system, here, take your bond. What does yours say there?
Tear up the bill and write another one.
Sit down and quickly write 50. Hey, look, I'll make a deal with you. God doesn't really want all of you. He can't really expect you to give him everything. I mean, come on, he can't really expect you to stay in that marriage. I'm sure God will excuse you from this. I tell you what, let's just do this. He negotiates every single place to see, can I come in here and live? Not only that, I believe Satan took his demons, the fallen angels, and taught them, because they're like him, how to get a house, how to get in, how to find a place. We don't know how many there are. It's a third of whatever's in heaven. And he never gives. We can understand that one person had a league. What is that? 6,000 legion of angels. So one person could have that many. Now, that doesn't mean that's all that person could have. Maybe that's what it means. We're worse today than they were back then. But that's a lot. That is a lot. If there's that many demons that can go on one person, who knows how many we're talking about? So you got a lot of them trying to find a place to rest. Because they got thrown out. The place where Satan's going to finally make that home, who's going to give everything, is going to be the Antichrist. Okay. He said, the steward said, here, take your bond, sit down, quickly write 50. Let me make a deal with you. Let me negotiate. First of all, what's wrong with this is that Satan, we don't owe Satan anything. He's negotiating on the behalf, oh, this is good. Oh, this is good. He's negotiating as if he's working for the Lord. I'll help you get through this molestation. I'll help you forget it. I'll help you bury the pain. Just give me this. He doesn't have any authority to help you. He's lost his position. I'll help you with this. Just take this one drink. You'll never, you know, smoke this joint. What can it hurt? It'll make you forget what your dad's called you. It'll make you forget how people have treated you. Just take this one joint. What can it hurt? Do you see what I'm saying? The problem is Satan has no authority. So all he's doing is lying and slandering and bringing us into his darkness so he has a home to live in. Am I making this up? Isn't this awesome for what?